Okay. We begin the next Sefer, the Sefer Tahara, this book of purity that's going to deal with everything that has to do with Taharas, which is the opening one. This volume just has four of the halachas. Tumas Mace. Yeah, please. Para Duma, Tumas Tsaras, and Mitame Mishkav Moshe. Okay, so we're starting the first of the eight sections of halachas is Hilchas Tumas Mace. I have it right on the page there. The laws of corpse tuma. That's the word we're going to use from now on. Corpse tuma. And look at the Rambam writes, Mitzvah Saseyachas is only one positive mitzvah. Vudin Tumas Meis. That's the law of Tumas Meis. Umavar mitzvah zospi prakim elu, and it's about, I don't know, 25 prakim or so. Yeah, 25 prakim. That much of the book is that Tumas Meis. So that will certainly take us right up to Rosh Hashanah, I'm imagining.
Why can't we call it Tumas Meis instead of corpse?
Because that's what it is.
No, just use the Hebrew.
I can, if you want.
Everybody knows it too much, basically.
Yeah, well, I had to say it once. We never know who's listening. Corpse tuma. Now, from now on, we're not calling it corpse tuma.
No,
we're calling
it weird.
It's called Tumas Mace. Okay. Voted on and approved. Yes. Tumas Mace. Okay. So, first issue we have to deal with, and that's going to be the first two halachas, is how is a mace metama? How does a dead body give off tuma? Right, you got the dead body, you got a person who's tar. How does the tuma from the dead body transmit to the tar person? We're going to find out there are three. They're all biblical. Two are explicitly written in the Torah. One is a strong kal vachomer, halacha l'moshe Sinai, and it's still biblical, and a kal vachomer as well. We'll see. There's three ways in which the tuma can be transmitted from the dead person to the person who is going to become tamei through that. Okay, halacha aleph. Hameis, first of all, we're going to talk later about only a Jewish corpse. We're going to talk later about non-Jews. Much, much less tuma with non-Jews. So we're starting with Jewish dead person. Metame in one of three ways. Bimaga, when you come into contact with it, and everyone will get a thorough explanation.
We're going to explain it all.
Beis uvemasa, with carrying. We will discuss what that means. Three uba ohel, and with an ohel being housed, right? Tumas shiva, and they all give a tuma of 7 days. We will see there are other things that give a tuma only till nightfall. Okay, and those people who come in touch with that or carry, you know, their tummy for only 1 day. There's other tumas where the person touching and carrying his tummy for 7 days, etc., etc. So here, and we'll see, everyone has to go to the mikvah, but here we're talking about tumas mace, three ways it can be transmitted. If you get it in any one of those three ways, you are tummy for 7 days, and then you got to go to the mikvah before your tar. First rule. Vitumas maga v'ohel, two of the tumas, contact and ohel, being under the, being housed, mifurashim b'Torah, are explicitly stated in the Torah. Shenemer hanogeya b'meis, if a person comes in contact with the dead, l'chol nefesh adam, of any soul of a person, v'tomei shivas yamim, he's tomei for 7 days. V'ne'amar, it also says, kol ha'ba el ha'ol, anyone who comes into the tent or the house. V'chol asher ba'ol, or anything that is in the tent with a corpse. Yitma shiva shavim, is coming for 7 days. So those two are explicitly said in the Torah. Okay, now what about this thing of carrying? We'll explain each one of these three what they mean, but just carrying, you're going to say, I don't understand. You must carry if you're coming in contact. Not true. You can carry something and not be in contact with it. But anyway, Tumas Masa Mipi Hashmua. It's not explicitly, but it was given over, and we're going to see it was from Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Moshe Mishina, and also the Kal V'Chomer Dvarim, and also it's a Kal V'Chomer. We'll see. And here is, we're going to first work with the Kal V'Chomer over here. Let's start with another type of Tumah. Im Nevela, okay, an animal corpse is a Nevela. Okay, gives off a certain degree of Tumah. Now, it only has two types of Tumah. Maga and Masa, contact and carry. Doesn't have Ohel. Doesn't have that. And Shehi Tumas Erev, it only gives Tumah for that night. If you touch, come in contact, or carry a corpse of an animal, it's only till nightfall. And also, only if you touch a certain corpses of an animal, right? A nevela, right? An animal dies. It's a nevela. It has a certain tumor. I don't want to get into the loss of the nevela.
To clarify, when we say it's only till nightfall, like you're only tummy till nightfall, or is the animal only imparted until nightfall?
No, no. You're tummy till nightfall. You're tummy one day.
Oh, so it can impart it as long as it's sitting there as a corpse. So.
Yeah, yeah. No. The corpse gives you the tuma. It makes you tame until nightfall. Okay, make it. Thank you. We're clarifying. Till nightfall. It's only one day, even less than a day.
Right.
It's not tuma shiva. Okay, it's a very low form of tuma. It is tame and only maga and masa,
right.
Touching and caring. The Eina Mitama Ba'ohel, and doesn't give off Tumah in the same room.
Yeah.
All right? Yet, okay, so it's got low levels of Tumah over here. It's only one day. It doesn't give Tumah in the house. Yet, Mitama Ba'masa, it does give a Tumah if somebody carries it. If you carry a Nevela, and that's written in the Torah by a Nevela. Shenemar v'hanoseyas niv lasam. All right, that is. So now, hames, a dead body, which, first of all, dead bodies give off 7 days of tumah, number one. Number two, has tumas ohel, which the other one doesn't have. Lo kol shekein, wouldn't it all the more so be tameh with masa, with carrying? Right, that's the kal v'chomer. Right? Uma Nevela, and so too. Uma Nevela, and let's go back to Nevela. That, let's think about it. Shemagod Tumas Erev, when it touches something, it's tummy until nightfall. And Masot carrying has the same degree of Tumah, Tumas Erev. In other words, a Nevela doesn't matter. Carrying or touching carries the same Tumah, equal Tumah. So now if we're going to say, see, here's the point. So what? Maybe the only the Kal V'Chomer for carrying a corpse is equal to what you're learning it from. You know, what are we learning it from? We're learning from the Nevela. It's only till nightfall. But we say, no, by the Nevela, whatever the Tum is by carrying is equal to the carrying of Tum of touching. So we're going to say the same thing by a mace. A mace, when it touches something, it's tumei shiva. Masol, carrying tumei shiva, will also be a tumas shiva. Okay? Alright, so that's the kal v'chomer. And even though this is a kal v'chomer, apparently, still, ein tumas masa b'meis medivrei sofrim. The tuma from carrying a dead body is not rabbinic. Okay, it's not, even though that could be a Kal V'Chomer, but even though there is a Kal V'Chomer, the commentaries say it's mamish, a biblical law, because it is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. So why did we say the Kal V'Chomer? Only to strengthen the Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. Now we know this, then we don't punish through a Kal V'Chomer.
Right.
Here there's no punishing over here,
right.
Number one. Number two, there is Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. I don't know why they felt the need to be strengthened. So it was strengthened with a Kal V'Chomer.
It's the Torah, and we always say this. It's
no.
Halacha, but here's the hint that you can deduce it from.
Okay, yeah, but it's still clearly Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai.
Yeah.
That's for sure the reason it's Osir. It's called Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. But to strengthen it, we're giving you a Kal V'Chomer. That's it. Okay, so therefore, Ella Din Torah, it is a biblical. So we have three biblical ways of transmitting Tumah. Two were expressly said in the Torah, contact and Ohel, We should get used to these terms. After another day or two, we're not going to use English anymore. Maga is contact. Ol is an intent. And Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim plus a Kal Vachomer, Masa is carrying.
Okay. Do all these halachas become implemented again when we get the next red heifer and Mashiach comes?
Why not?
So we're going to actually be using these halachas?
Why not? When Mashiach comes, why shouldn't we?
Okay.
People will still die in the times of Mashiach.
Yeah. Right. But we're going to have another red heifer.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be sprinkling again and we're going to be making...
Of course. In the times of Mashiach, Mashiach is regular life, the way we're living, just there's no anti-Semitism. No war, none of that kind of stuff. We'll be free to serve Hashem and also be no Yetzar. That's it. But you're going to live a normal life. People will die in times of Mashiach. You'll live a nice, not going to be terrible sicknesses, but you'll live a nice long life and then be decommissioned. You know, you go to sleep and you'll die.
But that's you'll have to be cleaned from the Tahara.
Yes, all these laws are still going to exist. We're not talking about Olam Haba now. We're talking about times of Mashiach. It's going to happen again.
I guess we're going to learn this.
Well, either now or later. Okay. Okay. So now, the Yerali, it appears to me. Now that's, whenever Aram says appears to me, there's no real Talmudic source over here. He's using his own Svara over here. Yerali, Shoshak Mimeno. Why did the Torah not talk about Tumas Masa? You might ask, well, I don't understand. It tells us two out of the three. It even tells us by an Avela, Tumas Masa. So why didn't the Torah tell us Tumas Masa over here too? So it appears to me, it says Svara, you want to argue to me, you can argue. He says, Kederach Sheshosak Me'isr HaBas, you're going to find other prohibitions that the Torah was silent of. And it was either learned from a Kal Vachomer or more than a Kal Vachomer. There's two different types of Kal Vachomer. There's one that's logic and one that's like implicit. You'll see this example coming up over here. For example, just like it was signed, Me'isr HaBas, the Torah does not explicitly say that a man is forbidden to have an incestuous relationship with his daughter. You can look forwards and backwards. You aren't going to find in the Torah. You know what the Torah does say? It says he can't have relations with his daughter's daughter.
We did this.
Yeah. Okay, if you can't have relations with your daughter's daughter, would you think for a minute that you could have relations with your daughter? This isn't like a Kal Vachomer even. It's like 10 times. It's a Kal Vachomer squared. It's not logic. Wait a minute. Your daughter's daughter's purged you. And that's already one step removed. So your daughter for sure not. Right? So why didn't it say the daughter? Because it explicitly said you can't have relations with your daughter's daughter. Similarly, very interesting, the Torah does not, where does the Torah say you may not, biblically now, biblically, black and white, where does the Torah say you cannot eat a combination of meat and milk? Doesn't say anywhere in the Bible. Nowhere. You won't find it. Vishasek me iser achilas baser b'cholov. It was silent about mentioning the iser of baser b'cholov. It says three times in the Torah in three separate places. Lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You cannot cook, okay, a baby goat in the milk of its mother. So you can't cook baser b'cholov. It says it three times. Okay, the Gemara says one's for cooking, one's for eating, one's for hana. That's a drasha. But doesn't say you can't eat it. Why? Lefisha usher beferish afilu bishulo. Because it says you can't even cook it. So if you can't even cook it, well then of course you can't eat it. Right? So listen to this. So they call this kind of Kal Vachomer in Talmudic parlance is called a Gilui Milsa. In other words, it's such a logical point that is revealed through the essence of the thing itself. Okay? It's like it's mamish it. It's not like, you know, well, if you're saying this has this stringency and has a certain halacha, then the other thing that doesn't have this, you know, that this is straight on point. Okay? So similarly, Kach Shosek Me Tumas Masa B'Meis. So too, the Torah didn't say anything about carrying the mace. Lefi Shetim B'Feirish Afilu Tumas Ohalo. It already said, if you're in the same room, if you're in the same room, then Kol Shekein Masa. All the more so if you are carrying it. Okay? And especially at the other Kal V'Chomer from the Nevela. So, in other words, that's much more connection to something if you're carrying it than being in the same room as a corpse. Right? Clearly, there's a greater connection to that. You have much more involvement with the corpse. So that's the Kal V'chomer. And yet, we still had another Kal V'chomer from Nevela. And on top of that, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So we got a triple header. The only question is, like, why did the Torah not mention it? Well, it's kind of obvious, but we didn't have Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, we wouldn't say it. So that's why we know all three forms are Isser. Okay, now what the Rambam is going to do. In the first,
in Kashrut, you could argue, why doesn't it say all three problems with meat and milk? It just gives them three times, and you have to figure out problems.
Okay, so why Hashem did it? You know, He has infinite wisdom, but clearly, Hashem told Moshe the laws, right? And then it's obvious, if you can't cook meat and milk, why should you be able to eat it?
We're not eating with the part of the benefit.
No, benefit. Even if you don't eat it, you smear it.
You'll be covered by that if you benefit.
Okay, fine. So that's another. So how we got? Okay, that's not on point. Let's try to stay on point over here. Okay, now the next three halachas, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, are going to describe Tumas Mago, contact. Okay, and then Vav and Zion and Ches and Tes is going to talk about moving, and then from Yuri gets into Ohel. So that's how things are going to go over here. It's going to clearly describe contact regarding here, and it's going to apply to other Averis, to other Tumas as well. Okay, so really, this Tumas Maga that he's saying over here by Mace will really apply to just about any other Tumah as well, because Maga is Maga, contact is contact. So let's say contact of a Nevela. Whatever, however we define contact, it's going to be a universal definition. Right. We're starting with Tumas Mace. Okay, so now, Tumas Mago Hamura B'chol Mokom, the Tumah of Mago, of contact, that is said in every place, Bein B'mace, Bein B'shar Matami, whether it's a dead person or anything else that gives off Tumah, Hu Shenaga Ha'odom Biv Saro, when the person who's tar comes in contact with any part of his body, but tuma atzmon, with the tuma itself, and not through something else. In other words, any part of your body directly, let's say this is the mace, your body, any part of your body came, whatever, directly in contact with the mace. Okay, we're going to, right? Bein biyado, doesn't matter his hands. Bein baraglo, doesn't mean his foot. Bein bisharbs, or any other of his flesh. Okay. Vafilu bilshono, even your tongue, because you might think, not because your tongue is concealed most of the time. So you might think that's not considered an external organ or whatever. But no, it's still considered, even if your tongue touches. Hareze nitma. Now you become tummy. Any part of your body touches it, okay? Not through another thing. Not like I took my pen and I touched it like that. That's going to be something else, but that's not contact, okay? V'chein niralin appears to me, says the Rambam, shim noga b'tziponav, let's say you touch it with your fingernails, okay? Obeshinov, or with your teeth. Nitma, also your tummy. Why? Now, on the one hand, these are things that get removed. The nails constantly get removed. Teeth can fall out. I mean, you know, it's not unusual for a tooth to fall out as opposed to an arm. An arm doesn't fall off, right? Still in all, nitma, it gives off the tuma. Since they're connected to the body, heim kaguf, they're like the body. Now, the next case is very interesting over here. Okay. Aval, however, im tochav odom tuma. Now, this is a theoretical case. I don't know how often this is going to happen. But he's basically going to say, if your internal organs touch the tuma, you will not be tumas mago. Okay, what's the possible case of that? Okay, it's not going to happen, but just
swallow
it. No. First of all, how do you swallow it? You're touching it.
Right.
So you need a third party over here. I mean, talk about him. If another person comes along and inserts tuma bakosh, let's say tuma with a sewing needle, like he's using it, you know, open wide. Okay, now it's going to be very hard to do it practically. All right, v'nichsa l'toch grono shel adam. He inserts it into the throat of the person, and it's inside, and goes all the way in, and he swallows it. Tahar, he's tar, but remember, v'lo nagav, he didn't touch it with his tongue. So it's like swallowing a pill, a mushel. Let's say it's a treif pill, a dead piece of a body the size of a pill. Okay, and the guy takes a surgical whatever. He goes right into your throat, skipping your tongue, sticks it right in your throat, and drops it in, bombs away, and now inside the throat it's touching, but it didn't touch the tongue. Okay. O shichnis l'toch me'ah shel ish l'mata, or somehow going through the bottom part of a woman's body is able to insert it into her abdomen. Sorry, didn't touch her flesh. Okay, the outer part of the flesh. The one who swallowed it or whatever was inserted does not become tumas maga, because your body, your external organs did not touch it. Here's the rule. Inner contact is not considered contact. Okay? Now we're going to see in other tumas it might be a little different in certain situations. So the only way you can be tumas maga, any part of your body touches or comes in contact, and your tongue, anything else, if an inner, somehow it ends up inside your body and it's touching your stomach and all these things, that's not going to be tummy. Okay, now, next point. What else is considered your body? How about a scab on your body? Got a nice fat scab over here. Chrome shal hamaka, look it out. A scab on a wound. Harehu ko'or ha'bosalinyin maga tumos. It's considered like the flesh regarding contact of tuma, and that's going to be both for the source of the tuma, the dead body, and for the recipient of the tuma. Okay? And also, there's like v'choshus shel hakotam. It's like the early appearance of hair on a young child, you know, what we used to call peach fuzz. Yeah. It's not real hair. It's like peach fuzz. I don't, there must be a fancy English word for it. I'm sure there's a scientific
generation.
Okay, anyway, the peach fuzz.
I look it up, but
right?
I can't answer my phone.
Eina ka'or ha'basar. That's not considered like the flesh. That's not it. So therefore, Kesa, let's have an example. Misha noga tuma bikrom makoso. Okay, let's say someone touched tuma with the chrome of a maka, with the, what do you call it, that scab of the maka. So nitma kilo nagavara, his tuma is if his skin touched the fellow, right? Now, what if naga baseir hadak shal basara cotton? What if you touch that very thin hair that's on the flesh of the cotton, the peach fuzz? Lo nitma, doesn't become tame. Or the reverse. V'chein adam tame shahisa b'maka, or a person who was tame, who had a wound. V'noga hatar b'kru maka satame, and a tar person touched the scab on the wound, nitma, he becomes tame as well. And him a katan tame, and if the katan was tame and had the peach fuzz, v'gam hatar b'kasha shalom, and the tar person touched his peach fuzz from the tummy guy, lo nitma, he's not tummy either, because the peach fuzz is not considered the body. Bein betumas meis, bein b'shartumas. So basically, a scab is considered part of the body. Peach fuzz is not considered part of the body.
I kind of heard the touch of peach fuzz and not touch the skin.
Well, just saying you did. Just if you're right, if you touch the skin, it doesn't matter, right? Okay. Now, other things. Let's say, v'chein luchluche soa. How about the staining of excrement? Could have like this, the stain of excrement, otit, or like the mud. Al haguf. Okay, the halacha is they don't make a chatzitza on the body. Let's say you go to the mikvah and you've got a little bit of the staining, not the excrement itself, but the stain. You know, the stain of excrement, right? Or a little bit of the stain of the of teat, of mud. Let's say first goes to the mikvah. And you got that. That's not considered a chatzitza. L'chadchila, deraisa. It's not something you mind. So if you got that, so if they're not considered a chatzitza, v'chein gildei tza, and also pieces of excrement, mina dvarim shechos al guf, that is a chatzitza on the body, those parts of your body, you got a little bit of the stain of it on your body, a little bit of the little mud on your body, a little bit of chunk of excrement on your body, ain't a korabasa, that's not considered the flesh of your body. Lolotami lolotami, not to get tumah or to give off tumah. In other words, if the dead body has a piece of excrement on it and you touch the excrement, you're not tummy. If you got a piece of excrement on your body and you touch the dead person, just the excrement touches, you're not tummy. If you got the stain, it's thick enough, obviously thick enough. Again, it's very, very minute. If only that touches, but not the body touches, that's considered a chatzitza, and it doesn't make you tummy. All right, let's just do one more and finish up this section. Hey, kishem sha'adam mistame benigaso batuma, just like when a person touches the dead body, he becomes tummy. Kach hakeli mistamim, so too utensils become tummy. Next rule, we're talking about tumas mace, not every tumah, but tumas mace is metame. Remember, tumas mace is an avi avos tumah. It's the father of tumah. A dead one is a father. If a person touches it, he becomes tummy. He's an ava tumah. Similarly, utensils. If utensil touches, benegiyas hatumah behen. All utensils, chutz mikli cheres, except for earthenware. Earthenware is a separate halacha. Sheino mitstame el bavir. The only tumma comes within the airspace inside the inner part of the kli. Skip the two lines of the brackets and move to the parentheses. There's parentheses and then brackets. And mine, I don't know what your has. But the next words you should read are the ein adam v'kelim mekabel tumma. And a general rule to know: a person and utensils only get tumma. Ella may av hatuma, only from an av hatuma. Okay, so we go to review. A mace itself is called avi avos, the father of fathers of tuma. Okay, a person who touches it is an av hatuma, and the person who touches tuma for 7 days, and you need the paraduma, etc. Okay, a person who touches an av hatuma, though, let's say you touch the person now, you become a rishon latuma. And now the Rishon is not metama person or kalim, just food or drinks. We'll talk more about this later on, just to hear it once. But over here, the main thing, again, we're saying is anything that's metame a person is metame kalim. They go together. And an Adam and a kalim, right, they only can receive tumah from an av hatumah and higher, but not lower. They don't get that tumah. That's enough. We did contact. We made first contact with Halacha. Now we'll talk. The next one is Tumas Masa, movement. And we'll see movement is specifically when you're not touching it. Because once you're touching it, it's touching it. Here, let's say this is the corpse. I'm moving it. Well, you're not moving it. You're touching it. I don't have to come on to movement. But watch this. This is the corpse, yeah? Right. Now I'm moving it, but I'm not touching it.
Carry it.
That's fine. I'm carrying it. I'm not touching it. It's a separate tumah.
It's like when you're carrying
it's a separate kind of tumah. That's all. It's tumas mace, but it's not tumah because I'm touching it. It's because I'm carrying it. I'm moving it. That's the difference. That's all we're saying.
Same tumah,
but you could be tumah by carrying instead of touching. That's all I'm saying.
Tattoos,
we'll see. We'll get to all these different halachas. You know, what if I got 10 books?
Would tattoos be a...
What about 10 books? What if there's a corpse? There's 10 books. Tell me this. I have a corpse, and that's, let's say, a book. Let's say it's a keli, a plate. Let's say it's a plate. I have 10 plates under a corpse, and I'm carrying the 10 plates and the corpse on top. Tell me tomorrow what's tummy and what's not tummy.